He therefore, turning softly like a thief, lest the harsh shingle should grate underfoot, and feeling all along the garden wall, lest he should swoon and tumble and be found, crept to the gate, and opened it, and closed as lightly as a sick man's chamber door behind him, and came out upon the waste. And there he would have knelt, but that his knees were feeble, so that falling prone he dug his fingers into the wet earth, and prayed, "Too hard to bear! Why did they take me thence? O God Almighty, blessed Savior, Thou that didst uphold me on my lonely isle, uphold me, Father, in my loneliness a little longer. Aid me, give me strength not to tell her, never to let her know. Help me not to break in upon her peace. My children, too, must I not speak to these? They know me not. I should betray myself. Never. No father's kiss for me. The girl, so like her mother. And the boy, my son." There speech and thought and nature failed a little, and he lay tranced. But when he rose and paced back toward his solitary home again, all down the long and narrow street he went, beating it in upon his weary brain, as though it were the burden of a song, not to tell her, never to let her know.